We have flown back in to the program, Kim Conant from CP Can.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here today.
CP Can.
CP Can. That is
what is that
acronym? Oh, you're going to put me on the spot, aren't you?
Yeah. You should know by now.
I can actually answer the phone without tripping over my tongue. The Council for the Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect.
Yeah, that's not hard.
I did that.
It's hard for me. But
it's an amazing organization. We provide education and classes for people to spot things like sexual abuse. We have classes for little ones, 4 to 8 years old, called the ROAR program, so that they can raise their voice and be empowered. We have a Nurturing Fathers class, which we're going to be getting off the ground again on the first Tuesday of October. We're going to start that. We can take 5 people in the house safely with social distancing and masks, and then anybody else who joins will need to do so virtually.
So obviously COVID has knocked you guys down a couple pegs, and you're coming back.
The agency actually shut down for a while, and then we partially opened in July. Now the office is open now from 9 to 3, and somebody's there the whole time, myself or my assistant Patrick. And now we're getting classes up. I'm going to be presenting some of our programs to the superintendents of JISD, City of Jackson. So it's getting there. We're getting back up and going. Probably some will have to be done virtually. Possibly we can find a large enough meeting space where we can do social distancing and masks. But these classes are vital. Some are mandated by the courts. So we need to get them going.
So how are the kids doing around here?
Jackson is still one of the highest spots in the state for child abuse.
That's tragic.
That's very tragic. That's not a position we want to hold.
Yeah.
And the problem is, if you look at the numbers actually show us that maybe not as few people are being, it's not being reported, but it doesn't mean it's not happening.
Right.
It just means that it's not being reported. Hopefully now that school is back in session and the teachers are back in place and can monitor the children and keep an eye out for things. I'd hate to say
well,
the numbers.
Well, some of them.
True. I hate to say that, you know, it'll be a good thing to see the numbers go up. But at least they're being reported, and something can be done.
Is that where a lot of the reporting comes, from the school?
Schools, anywhere else kids are at. It was a bad thing this summer because everything was closed for kids. They hadn't been in school since March. The pools were closed.
Yeah, you can't even go next door.
No, sports activities had come to an end, so coaches couldn't be there watching what was going on. And especially when we needed to stay in the house a lot, neighbors couldn't keep an eye on kids. And they're busy keeping an eye on their own kids. So now that school's back in session and things are loosening up a little bit, hopefully we can catch more of these things.
Good deal. So you'll be working in conjunction with the schools?
Hopefully. I'm going to present our Stewards of Children's program to the superintendents at their next meeting in October. And we're going to present that along with our ROAR program. We're joining the two together. So parents and teachers, bus drivers, anybody who has any contact with the kids in the school system, that group, we're going to offer them to have Stewards of Children. It's only a 2-hour class. So we can do that. And then present the ROAR program to the student, to the teachers and the PTA, and show them, because we're not going to talk to anybody's child about sex unless they know what we're talking about.
Right.
So they'll know what the ROAR program is all about. We're presented. It's a 20-minute program for children 4 to 8 years old. And then they'll know what it's all about, what we'll be talking about. And then hopefully we can offer that to the school for the students.
So you have a fundraiser coming up.
We do. I'm really excited. You know, fundraisers in the past have always been face-to-face, human contact. Well, COVID has kind of put an end to that.
Yeah.
So we went to the drawing board. Actually, my assistant did and had this wonderful idea, Patrick did, and it's called the CP Can Prevention Treasure Hunt. And it's a cross between the great race and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You're going to go around Jackson. First of all, tickets are $150, and that can be just for yourself. You can go it alone, or you can have a team for one ticket. And then once you buy that ticket, you are going to be given clues, and it's going to take you throughout the city of Jackson, the county of Jackson. You're going to be getting the clues. You figure them out. You may have to take a selfie someplace. you may and send it to us, or you may have to just answer the clue. You may have to go to somebody's website. So it's a combination of different things you'll have to do. But we have over $5,000 in cash and prizes. First place for the team or individual that wins the Great Race or the Prevention Treasure Hunt is $3,000.
Good.
So that'd be some great cash for the holidays.
Good prize.
Or, yeah. And second place is $1,500. Third place is $500. So we're really pretty excited about that. We got different prizes at different stages of the game. You can win gift cards. And as you go, you can earn a lifeline. So if you can't get a clue, you can earn a lifeline, or you can buy a lifeline for $20.
Okay, who's going to win $3,000?
Who's going to win?
Yeah.
Well, it can't be me. I know the clues.
It better not be you.
It can't be anybody in our office. But it can be anybody who.
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
What will it take to win $3,000? What
need,
do you have
you
to do? You
need to be the first to complete the Great Race.
Okay. You got to complete.
You got to complete.
All tasks.
All the tasks.
Okay.
And get all the clues. And again, it doesn't matter if you've got a team. This is a good activity for companies and organizations for team building. You can purchase a team or a ticket, and the ticket's the same price, $150. And then you can decide how you want to split that up. Or you can, like I said, just you and a buddy. Or a family, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty excited about that. You can call our office at 788-4239 to get more information. You can visit our website at cpcanjackson.org. And you can find a link there to take you to the website where you can register and find the rules.
And what, you're going to sell a limited amount of tickets?
Yes. No more than 110
okay.
will be available. But we want to sell as many as we possibly can by October 10th. We'd like to sell at least 60 by October 10th.
So this is going to run from the end of October, really?
Yeah, it starts the 17th of October
okay.
and goes through the 31st. Now, chances are, some people, you know, you may be able to finish it within a week. You could. If that happens, well, then, you know, then it also depends on how long it takes for the second and third place to get in there. That's why we've allowed that extra week. Because we know people work during the week. And a lot of it would have to be done on the weekend. But we're, if you're... We want to get people acquainted with two different things. We want to get people acquainted with Jackson County. So the clues are going to take you different places in Jackson County. And we also want to, of course, bring recognition and attention to child abuse and neglect. And what we do to help prevent that.
You do have a major sponsor on board.
We do. We do. JVB Investments. Jack Butterfield is our title sponsor.
Okay.
And we are looking for more sponsors if possible. We could use another title sponsor if anybody would like to. Title sponsor or gold sponsor is $3,000, and there's a lot of perks for that. We've got a silver sponsor that comes in at $2,000, bronze, $1,000, and then we have CPCAN supporters at $500. We've got in-kind sponsors. And if you're an in-kind sponsor or a financial sponsor, you can be part of the clues. So we can drive, we can help our sponsors out by driving people to their websites with their clues. Or they can participate by having people come in on a specific day at a specific, between like noon and one to get the next clue. So we can drive people to people's websites, businesses.
Sure.
We can have them take selfies of themselves, and we can publish that in front of their sign. We want lock boxes. We've got some lock boxes we're going to put around the county. And those lock boxes, you got to figure out the clues to figure out the combination.
Oh, boy.
So, it, yeah. So, it's going to be kind of fun. And then, of course, these lock boxes will be in locations that will drive business to the people who will agree to let us have our lock boxes.
May drive too. You crazy.
Well, they can't do it any time of day or whatever. It could be like
okay.
The 18th of or the 19th of October between the hour of 9 and 10 in the morning.
Okay.
Period. After that, if you don't get there then, you got to wait until there's a makeup time.
Wow.
So that can put you behind. There's a speed bump.
Okay.
So, yep. There's speed bumps. There's lifelines. There's things to help you. There's things to make you think, challenge you. But all in all, this also designed in the big picture is to bring attention to preventing child abuse and neglect.
So best way to get a ticket, what?
Well, you can go to our website and click on the link. Again, website cpcanjackson.org. Go to that, and then there's a link on there. It says about the fundraiser. Click on that. It takes you right to our website for the actual event. Or you can call the office, which is 788-4239, and talk to myself or my assistant, Patrick.
Where is your office?
We are at 606 Greenwood Place on the roundabout that they just built that connects Jackson to Greenwood.
The new thoroughfare.
It's beautiful, actually. After they did the roundabout and they got it all finished, it's very nice. They got a parking lane on it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they just beautified it with beautiful streetlights and trees and a new sprinkler system that I found out I'm not parking my car next to anymore. But it makes the park look pretty. But it's a great area. People in the area that we are at, they like us. Our neighbors are wonderful on both sides. We have people from the neighborhood that come and help us do things, to like weed back and do some mowing for us. So they've welcomed us with open arms. We've been there for quite a long time. You know, we're like 41 years in the community.
Yeah.
So
788-4239. You could stop by the office and you're open 9 to 3.
9 to 3. You can stop by, ring the doorbell, come on the porch because the doorbell's on the porch, and we'll come down because we leave the door locked only because we don't have classes going during the day and we don't really open to the public. But just ring the doorbell and we'll come down and let you in and give me a call. And enter to get $3,000 for holiday cash. That'd be great.
$5,000 in prizes here for the prevention treasure hunt.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it. Kim Kona.